Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. What makes you laugh? Do you have a favorite TV show or a movie that, no matter how many times you watch it, can always make you laugh? Maybe a favorite comedian? I recently watched Maverick, the movie from the 90s, not the show from the 50s, with Josie, because she had never seen it before. I have fond memories of watching that movie growing up with Mom and hearing her laugh all the way through. I've seen it probably a couple dozen times, yet watching it again, I found myself laughing at the same punchlines that I knew were coming. Did you know that the Bible says that God laughs? It does, in three places, although maybe not in the way that you would expect. But before we explore that, let's go ahead and read them all. Psalm 2, verses 1 through 4. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. This is Psalm 37. 12 and 13. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. And finally, Psalm 59. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips. For who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O, my strength, I will watch for you, O God, are my fortress. My God, in his steadfast love, will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. There are many different kinds of laughter. There's the silly, careless laugh of watching a comedy movie. There's the nervous, anxious laugh when someone is uncomfortable and nervous. There's also the laugh of mocking. We've pretty well all been on the wrong side of that at some point in our lives. This is a laugh at someone else's expense. But is this always bad? Think about the ending of a movie where the main antagonist finally gets what they have coming to him. The one bullying the main character finally is the one who gets embarrassed. There might be laughter when the villain is finally triumphed over, when evil gets turned back on itself. This is the laughter we see in these verses. God is just. And while we might cower in fear or burn with resentment when we face evil and selfishness, God laughs. We, in our limited finite perspective, see only those who spit in the face of God in faith, succeeding in this life. God sees all time at once and knows their end. And how does he respond? He laughs. This word laugh in the original language is laughter in derision. It has a mocking element. Now, it might be tempting to think that this allows us to take a mocking tone at those who are evil, or we perceive as evil, or those who reject God. But that's not really our application here. Our application is that rather than fearing or resenting or giving into evil for temporary gain, we must adopt God's eternal perspective. Like God, truly because of God, we know how the story ends. God wins. Those who were oppressing ancient Israel when these Psalms were written received their just reward. Those who mock or hurt us might very well receive the penalty for their action. We trust in the one who judges justly. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. In the church age, we live between Jesus' first coming and his second coming, between the already and the not yet. And so there will be times when we need to weep. But we can laugh because we know how this story ends. We serve a God who will bring about justice. We serve a God who laughs. God, thank you for your word. It reminds us that you are all powerful over your creation, over history, over our present, and over the future. Lord, we thank you that we can have confidence in your victory over sin and death and hell. Lord, help us to take that perspective, to remember that good wins, and that we can trust in you when we face difficult circumstances, when we face real evil in this world. And God, we thank you that you did not look on our evil and condemn us, God, but that you offered us mercy. So Lord, help us to show mercy to those around us who may reject you now, but like us, will praise you for eternity. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.